Mary, I'm just going to walk around with this if I can. And that we started this year out with God putting a word in my heart that this would be a year of new beginnings. For some, that might be a new beginning and you opened your heart to the Lord this year. You know, you opened your heart to Him and you're starting this wonderful journey, this adventure, this quest, as the Bible puts it. And that finding who you are in Him and finding out who He is. Or maybe it's the new beginning of what He really put on my heart was more than that. It was God rekindling some things within your heart, some dreams and some things that were far off, and now He's pulled them up close. And that there would be a new beginning. And that God would spring something inside of us, and that we would feel like, whoa, I feel like I'm young again. I feel like I've got a spring in my step. That's something that God just brings a release for. And that the infinity sign or the eight, and that God put in my heart, the reason why God put that in my heart was that idea that He really wants to put in our heart, we lack nothing. Don't have a pauper mentality. Don't have that mentality that we're poor. Oh, woe is me, Eeyore. Woe is me. Oh, nothing really goes my way. Don't let the enemy slide in that. That infinity is that it never ends. God's love doesn't stop. His grace knows no end. And that it just keeps going and keeps going and keeps going and keeps going. And that God will take care of you yesterday, today, and forever. Or tomorrow. He's going to keep taking care of us. That's the God that we serve. Don't let the enemy knock you out of position that all of a sudden you start looking and, I don't like this. Oh, my things aren't going. Oh, why did everything not happen to me? You see, the language that you use either opens the door for you or closes doors for you. Just try it with someone. Come up to someone and hey, how you doing, my friend? I've really been thinking about you and just want you to know I love you. You know, it opens the door. But if all of a sudden I turn, hey, what are you doing? I can't believe you're wearing pink. Pink is my color. Give me that coat now. I mean, language opens doors or closes it. The words that you use, the attitude, the appearance of your face, your facial expressions, it either opens up opportunities for you or closes it. Am I going crazy or is this true? Right? I heard it once said that the only place you're going to find so many frowns is in the church. Yet we're the ones that claim to have all the joy. Right? We should be smiling a lot more. Yes, it takes more effort to smile. 21 more muscles need to move. But in that part is God is trying to revive and He's trying to remind us of something here. That we create the world around us. Not the devil. Not the world in control. But God has given authority to us to speak life or death. Blessing or cursing. And listen to me. We cannot, in the year 2019, we cannot call gossip prayer any longer. I really feel God really put this in my heart. We've got to stop with the murmur, the gossip, the complaining, and then throw a little prayer at the end and think that God just made everything okay. Every time in the Bible, the Israelites murmured, grumbled, complained, they moved in disfavor with God. And things did not work well. So I really encourage you, and that take everything to the Lord in prayer, and then go to the person you need to go to. Talk to your husband, talk to your wife. Don't talk to your best friend. Don't talk to everyone else about them. Talk to your kid. Don't talk to everyone else about your kid. Right? Take that time. And if you're having a hard time and you just can't break through,
Then the Bible says, call on some wise counsel, some godly counsel to come around you, to encourage you, and maybe to help mediate with you. But where there's a will, there's a way. And if you have the will to keep Christ in the center of your marriage, there will always be a way. And that if you have the will to keep Christ in the middle of your family, there will always be a way. Now listen to me. That way might not be the way you want or I want, right? Because everyone has free choice. So you can't will someone's will to be made for them. Right? And sometimes we get things that we don't like. But in that part is, what do you do with that? You can either sit down, lay down, or you can pick it back up and say, okay, God, I don't understand it. It's maybe not what I like or what I thought would turn out, but God, here, I give it back to you as an offering. What do you have in your hand? I got a stick. Use the stick. Bring it back to the Lord and watch what he'll do. This year, let's start in that with new beginnings. Anyone give their heart to the Lord this year? Give their heart to the Lord this year. Did anyone give their heart to the Lord this year? No? Okay. Did anyone this past year, did anyone rededicate their life? They've been saved for quite some time, but you were away from him for a time, and all of a sudden now you've come back to him and you've rekindled that flame? Anyone? Paul? And that God's been doing some good stuff in your life and revealing himself. Amen. And that's awesome to hear. And that serving him. Yeah, it's important, right? And that is, we give our heart to the Lord and we walk with him.
And I don't care what the devil says about me. I will never let him.
Amen. He says, I don't care what the devil says anymore about me. And that, because I'm not going to let him dictate and speak into my life. Amen. And that, we serve an amazing God. Now, if I pause for a moment, my prayer is this time next year, when I ask the same question, there'd be 20, 50, 100 people. I gave my heart to the Lord this year. Who are you reaching? Who are you reaching? Who are you talking to? Listen to me. Programs are not going to make it. It's you and I. Are we reaching Owen Sound? Are we reaching? Now, don't get me wrong. Lots of us are reaching. And some of the people we reach, they get saved. They might be off in another church because that's the fit for them. Great. But in that part is who you're reaching. Amen? He's called all of us to go to the highways and byways. So let's start with the next question. New beginnings. Someone share a testimony of something God either sprung to life inside, something that you had been hoped for a long time ago and God just opened the door for you, or God just revealed to you this year. Someone in that realm, new beginnings, something changed, something shifted that just really opened up things. Danny.
Well, the Lord revealed to me that not to give up, never give up, and keep hope alive, no matter what happens to me. Lord's been telling me, keep your hopes up, because it may not look good, too good at the time. It might not look too good. But there's tomorrow in the morning. Lord, in the morning you are there.
Amen. 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 Danny's been through a lot this past year, and that lots of scares, lots of ups, lots of downs, lots of change, and God's helped you through it all. Amen. Amen. And that, keep your hope up. Someone else willing to testify.
I am very... The new year is coming up. And I what Pastor Phil said, my buddy here, we have to pause and think. Careful what you say to other people around you, your families, your friends, your unsaved loved ones who doesn't know Jesus yet. I just pray from my heart, I want to do the right thing. I don't care what the devil says about me. I'll say, no, I just got back to Jesus already. And he, when I was sleeping, he revealed himself last night when I was sleeping peacefully on my pillow. And Jesus, Paul, you can't keep on what you were yesterday. Don't draw yesterday, draw today. And he's trying to help me. His Holy Spirit's trying to help me, guide me, give me strength and wisdom. And I realized, you're right, Lord. And I was wrong about my language lately. My attitude stunk. And I was giving God the finger and the fist at him when I was outside trying to get the house brown for breakfast. Not only in the hospital, but for them, my aches and but. And I stop and pause. I said, wait a minute. I have a niece and nephew. I should be thinking of them. And I said, Uncle Paul, grow up. Act your age. Show it. You're not doing it lately. You should. Now, I talked to you, Liz Rackow from Saskatchewan. People here don't know them. That's okay. I know them all my life. I know the girls growing up. And they're praying for me. I says, I can take that. And she said, do you repent? And I just want to be honest. No, I did not. And then I can hear the Holy Spirit says to me right now. I says, look, if you want to go home with me forever, Paul, you need to stop this nonsense. And I said, yes, I will. And I'm going to move on in you. And I stopped throwing my Bible on the floor. Now I replaced it somewhere in my room. And I just pray, God, I can't find my Bible. Will you help me? Your Holy Spirit, please help me. Show me where it is. Like Abby lost her phone. Her friend looked around. Pastor Phil was sharing that. And they found it. And I hope I find my Bible and I'll pick it up and read it. And I praise it. Everybody here, I praise it. Doris. And Doris is a wonderful woman in the Lord. Doris, my friend. She did an awesome job when she was working with Emily. I just pray for Emily this coming year. My heart goes out to Emily. I remember she came up to me when I was doing kids thing, you know, snacks and all that, when Brian was still here. And they came up to me. I said, hi, Dad. I said, wait a minute. I'm not your dad, Emily. And I'm only 44 years old. I'm going to be 45 in February 23rd. That's not for a while yet. I'll keep this short because anybody want to take a turn here? And the Holy Spirit is telling me, I better keep it short here. And I praise Christina and Abby and Hannah. Oh, I know her brother. Don't tell me. Isaiah and my buddy Pastor Phil. He says, when you come back for Christmas, I hope they'll be repaired. Maybe you never know, they could have a surprise for me after church, and you never know. And now I'm back. Jesus came. He came to save the lost. He came to be served. And he cares about us. And anyone who says, where is me? I'm sick and tired. I say that to myself, but I'm glad I'm not going to say it no more. because my sins forgiven, being washed in the Jordan of the river. And he says, I'm here to help you and guide you. I'm not telling you what to do, put you on a spot. And I'm very grateful I came to this church in Rockcliffe. And I'm so grateful for people in it who loves the Lord. And says, you don't come to be your old self. That's not what we came here for. We're not here to give our religion money to him and say nasty things to him and being rude and attitude and how you behave in a walk with Jesus Christ. Jesus says he is the life and the way. No one cannot go to the Father except by him only. And I believe that from my heart, and I'm so grateful of it. In the new year, I'll be changed by his glory, and I'll keep on doing it. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you. We're talking about new beginnings from 2018, and I don't know what I've learned this year is, in order for God's hand, I mean, I knew this, but it's been really, really put in my spirit. In order for God's hand to really move, we need to pray. And this church, we gather every Sunday night and we pray. And my heart's cry is that God will begin to move in such a real way because we prayed. And our prayer nights, Sunday night, they're all different. And they're such a blessing to me because I know God's hand will move because we prayed. And my desire, and what I really feel God put in my heart is, my desire is to see this place filled with people that pray. Gathering together as one family to pray. To pray that God will reach out into this community and save that which he came for, the people of Owen Sound. And I've read so many books on revivals and things like that, and it all starts with maybe one or two people praying, and then six people pray, and then more people pray, and then all of a sudden God appears, and he shows up, and he begins to do things, and that he's been showing me all this year that without prayer, I mean, he's ordained it this way. Without prayer, his hand maybe is held back a little. But I want this place to be known as a place of prayer. And God heard our prayer and God moved. And the people of Owen Sound will be affected by what God can do. So the new beginnings keep going and going and going and going. And this 2019... it's a new beginning again. And I just, my heart cries for all of us to corporately have that one, you know, where they gathered in one accord and things began to happen. So I just encourage everybody to come out on Sunday nights and pray with us and see what God can do, because man, he's shown us a lot of stuff and he spoke to us and in his own special way, and things have just begun to happen, and he's shown us things that he wants to do. And I'm excited about 2019 and what his plan is for this place and for Owen Sound and the region. I guess that's all I have to say.
New beginnings. We all get new beginnings to start fresh when things change in our lives. Going through cancer, walking through cancer, it changed my eyes. Because you look, the trivial things are trivial. The important things are the loved ones. If we're not going to be the hands and the feet that Jesus needs here on earth to help, to spread the good news, to come around and comfort someone. The Lord placed on my heart a couple people that he wanted me to come around and pray with and support. I don't want to know what their situations are, but I want to pray into their lives. I want to support them. I want them to show them the love of God. The love of God. Our house is like a missionary field with the little ones that we have in. It's hard. I mean, when you get kids sick and more sick and thinking your week is like, oh my goodness, this is never going to stop. But it's just like these little jewels that God gives us that we can feed into. We can show them that they can come to a church and there's people, there's family in church. That's what the little 7-year-old said the other day. Nana, we have family. We have family in church. We have family in school. We have family at home. We're family. I thought, what a precious thing if we would all think of one another as family. We don't know what that person's going through beside us, but you know something? A smile, a hug. I'm thinking of you. I'm praying for you, little slips of paper every now and then to encourage somebody. We have to walk in the shoes that God gave us. We got to be the hands and the feet. The grumbling, that grumbling tongue, it needs to be squashed. The tongue should be praying. It should be a prayerful tongue. You know, we get into praying for people, caring for people. Our whole attitude, our whole day-to-day walk changes. It changes so much. New beginnings? We've had new beginnings. I got a new grandbaby. A new grandbaby that the Lord has touched. We heard before this little girl was even born that there was lesions on her heart. One kidney was bigger than the other. We have a precious little one. I said, I'm glad to hear. Tell me up front so I can pray. This little miracle was born. She's gone for a checkup. God is good. God is good, people. We got friends that need that touch and that prayer.
Amen.
We got friends going through rough things, rough spots. We've got friends that have lost this time of year. They're sitting at a table with somebody missing. That's hard. We have to be the arms and the feet of Jesus.
Amen. Pray that prayer of faith. Amen.
I'm new to the church, and I'm enjoying it so far. But I just wanted to share with you, I guess it's Casey. I know her as Kathy. When she got saved, we went to the Meaford Church, and she came in on an Easter. And I looked at her and thought, what are you doing here? And she didn't know, really, but she had had an experience with the Lord in her home. And she got wondrously saved, and you're saying you want more people to get saved. It's a big deal when you can still say, God is still saving people.
Amen.
And he took her out of the miry clay, set her feet on a rock to stay, and put a song in her heart, a song of praise. Hallelujah. They were wonderful times growing with her.
Amen. And many more.
Yeah.
And many more. Amen. We got lots of action on this side. Oh, sorry.
We're new to the church here as well. We moved up here from Kitchener just a little over a year ago. And one theme that we had moving up here, because it's a big move, you know, we were born and raised in Kitchener just to pack up and move north. But our theme has always been, it's a new beginning, it's a new beginning. We visited several churches before we landed here, and when we saw the signs on the wall there, a new beginning, we kind of looked at each other and went, wow, I don't think that's a coincidence. Let's not call the Holy Spirit coincidence. The theme, I think, that I want to share with you today is delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart.
Amen.
I am a living testimony of that. I'm going to get emotional, so forgive me, but I cannot believe what the Lord has done in my life over this last year, over the last few years. And, you know, I don't know what you're going through. Everybody has a story. Everybody goes through hardships, divorce, death, separation, unsaved loved ones. I don't know what your situation is. But know this, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. He will, and that's a promise.
Amen. Amen. I thought I better put my hand up after that one there because it was something that was dwelling in my heart, and I thought it was a good thing to bounce off of. And I guess this year, what's really stuck out in my heart is... in talking about just opening up yourself up to the heart, the same idea, open up your heart to God. The theme that just keeps bouncing back and forth in my heart this year is to be a person with a broken and contrite heart. That's the person God can use, period. You have to be willful. You have to want God to open himself up to you. You know, you draw close to the Lord and he will draw close to you. It's a promise. But it's also a something that you have to own up to, right? It's not something, so often we can get caught up in the, we want God to draw close to us and give us all the blessings he has, but we don't want to put that effort forth. And we know those things, I think. But I think, after what Melanie just said about, you know, the circumstances you go through, I think we can so much in such a detrimental way put our circumstances in front of us and say, this is why I can't do it. Let me tell you something. That is a lie from the pit of hell. Your circumstances, whether you're sick, you're going through hardship, whatever it is, does not dictate how God sees you or who you are in his eyes.
Amen.
If there is one thing that I have learned this year, And let me tell you, and I speak for myself, but I'm pretty sure I could probably speak for Pastor Phil and any leadership here. There's days where I'm just like, I can't do this. Man, this is tough. God, I don't know if I can do what you call me to do because, man, I just don't. This is the natural speaking, right? The flesh speaking, because I just don't think I can do this. But God says that in our weakness, then he is strong.
Thank you.
And
Lord,
if there's one thing that I've learned this year, God is constantly just amazing me every Sunday night we get together. And not just Sunday nights, like all the time, but Sunday nights are something just special where, you know, we come together and just expect from God. And there's many Sunday nights where I'm like, oh, Lord, I don't know who you're going to get to do things tonight because I'm tapping out because, man, I got nothing. And yet God's faithful and shows up and he moves and stirs in my heart. And I just realized that, you know what? My circumstances and how I feel don't dictate how God's going to move my life. My position and my heart towards him does. And it's not me anyhow. It's Holy Spirit that's working and moving in my life. And that's all we have to be is willing to be vessels for him. And anything is possible. It's just crazy. So... And just one last thing, just to kind of bounce off this whole idea of what I was thinking today. I like to hunt. I like to fish. I'm an outdoor kind of guy. And so over the years, watching some fishing shows and stuff like that over the years, one quote that the guy had said stuck in my mind. And it was simply this. He's like, all days fishing are good. Some are just better than others. And we all have that. Just put whatever you like to do in that statement, right? Whether it's fishing, whether it's crocheting or whatever, it doesn't matter. There's just sometimes some things just go in your favor and sometimes they don't. But the reality of it is, what it is, it's an attitude of the heart. And that's what we need to adopt
as Christians, that, and this is what I twisted it around a little bit and played the words different, just for my own life I try to live, is that every day is a good day. Some are just better than others. Because some days are just downright tough. That's just the way it is. But some days are really good, and some days are rich, and you just want to live there. But the reality of it is that it's an attitude of the mind that we have to change our mind and see those things as, you know, these are just trials and stepping stones that God's taking us through in our life. And that would be our, I am not a New Year's resolution guy, because I think there's no sense of waiting for a new year to begin to change something or start something that God's called you to do. But if there was one thing that I would just encourage you this year, if you don't have a New Year's resolution and you're looking to change something, just change your attitude and see how your life will change. And I'm telling you, it makes all the world a difference of how you see things will definitely dictate the outcome of your day, your year, and your life. Because when you see God through eyes of proper perspective, everything changes.
Amen. 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 It's good to see you, Samuel.
My name is Sandy. I'm Wes's mom. And it would be remiss of us not to share what wonderful victory God gave us, our family, this summer. Families do go through ups and downs, and we often hear about, you know, all the negatives and the trials and the hardships, but I do want to share that God gave our family an amazing victory with their daughter, Ellie. Most of you probably know the story, but she almost drowned this summer, and seeing her lifeless body on the beach was, I mean, of course, every, you know, person's worst nightmare. But God gave us a victory that day. He was amazing, from the providing the nurses on the beach to the EMS, the hospitals, the whole works. God was with us every step of the way. Thank you. And we are just so incredibly thankful that Ellie is whole and healthy. And every time we come down and see her, I just look in her eyes and I just thank God for bringing that precious little girl back to us. So, you know, we just want to share that, you know, God gave us, our family, that victory, and we're just so incredibly thankful and grateful to Him. He's our awesome God in all things.
Amen. Amen. From death to life. Thank you, Jesus.
I'll just add a little bit to that. When I went back to work after that all happened, just through talking with a lot of my coworkers, most of them are unsaved. But a lot of them said to me, like, I was praying for Ellie, and I was just, like, even people who don't live for God, like, they're still kind of believing God, because when something happens like that where they have nothing that they can contribute, that's the only thing they can think to do is pray. So I just kind of wanted to add to that, that even people that we see that aren't saved, it doesn't mean that God isn't part of their lives. I guess to say, like, they haven't included God, but there's times when they're definitely thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, I just wanted to add that.
That's a good point, Wes, because when we went home, and I have a bookkeeping business, and I have several clients, and I shared the story with all of them, and some of them are Christians, but not all. And God gave me the courage to share and to say, to express to them how, when on that beach, how I reached out. I don't pray out loud. Like, I'm not a, you know, flamboyant prayer. But on that beach, I just remember being, like, standing over and my hand out and just pushing that enemy away and just praying, like, just pouring in, you know, God. Like, I don't even remember what I prayed, but just, you know, give Ellie whatever, you know, I don't remember, but I just remember thinking, I cannot stop praying at this moment. And it was such a force, like, God, I could feel God there, and I could just feel, you know. And it was really good to be able to share that. He gave me the courage to share that with people back at home. And you're right, Wes, you could see that those people, some of them, again, are not Christians, but through this event, you know, we could share God's grace and testimony to people who don't know Him. And that was powerful, and we will continue to do that, to share that experience as a testimony to God's grace.
Amen. Amen. The harvest is plentiful. God's knocking at everyone's heart, right? People don't know how to label it or how to put it all together, but he's knocking at everyone's heart. And sometimes the hardest ones, the ones that give you maybe the hardest time, they're the more closer than you could think.
Espérate, ¿por qué no? Somos de México.
We are from Mexico.
Y quiero compartirles.
And I want to share with you
que Dios nos ha llevado en alas de águila.
That God is taking to us like an eagle wings.
Y hemos visto en estos años.
And we can see during these years
grandes peleas.
Big fights.
Pero también hemos tenido grandes victorias.
But big victories, huge victories.
Y este año,
and this year,
Dios ha cerrado círculos en nuestras vidas.
God comes and closes too many circles, doors. In our lives.
Y estamos a la expectativa.
And we are expecting
de lo que Dios va a hacer.
What is he is going to do with us
en el 2019.
In this new year.
En Cristo hemos vivido cosas locas.
We are living in crazy things in Christ.
Cuando vivimos el secuestro de mi esposo.
When my husband was kidnapped.
Hace 11 años.
11 years ago.
Yo no entendía cosas.
I can understand too many things.
Y solamente Dios las sabía.
But just God knows.
Porque él decía esto es no está yo no estoy bien.
Because she usually thought this what I feel or what I think is not right.
Y después de año y medio de que mi esposo no estaba con nosotros.
And after 1 year and half that my husband was taken.
Recibí una palabra del Señor.
The Lord gave me a word.
Que me decía.
And he said to me.
He estado todos los días contigo.
Every day I was with you.
A los pies de tu cama.
On your bed. With you, seated.
Y entonces pude hablar.
And she can understand and she can talk about it.
Y entender.
And she.
Porque yo me sentí así.
How I feel like that.
Y era que después de 30 años de casada.
It's because after 30 years of marriage.
Yo decía, ¿por qué no me hace falta mi esposo a un lado?
I said, why my husband? I feel like if I don't need my husband aside to me.
Y entendí.
And I can understand
que Dios viene y te llena.
That God comes and fill me up.
De tal manera que no son las personas las que te hacen felices.
And I can see how any people can make you happy.
No son las cosas.
No, the things. Yes, the stuff that you have or you can buy. Or
no es un trabajo.
It's not a job.
No es una carrera.
It's not a good things.
Solamente necesitamos a Jesucristo.
We just need
al Espíritu Santo.
We just need the Lord and Holy Spirit, and he's going to show us.
Y él nos va a llenar.
And he's going to fill up us.
Porque él es suficiente.
Because he's enough.
Para cada cosa que vivamos.
For each one thing.
En este tiempo.
During your life.
Y estoy a la expectativa.
And we are expecting.
Porque el día 10 de diciembre.
Because in December 10th.
Para amanecer.
Very early in the morning.
Escuché.
I heard.
Un viento.
I heard a wind.
que venía del norte,
that is coming from north,
del sur,
from south,
del este,
from east,
del oeste,
from west,
y que viene y mueve,
and it's coming and is moving,
y que quita,
and is taking taking away
todo lo malo de nuestros corazones,
every bad circumstances in us.
Y creo que viene un mover del Espíritu.
And I believe that is coming a moving from the Holy Spirit
para nuestras vidas,
to us,
que necesitamos en estos tiempos difíciles.
And we need for these hard times.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Everyone has a story, amen? And if we listen and we open ourselves to each other's, you won't become weighed down and overwhelmed, but you will gain courage and strength, right? As we realize, wait a minute here. You know, you've been through this near-death experience and, you know, you're still here. You know, someone else has gone through a loss, and yet they're still serving God. Right? To kidnapped husband. Right? 30 years marriage. And all of a sudden, cartel kicks back on a government push. And 30 to 50 different high-level authorities in that region get taken. Right? To accidents, physical problems, that we just can't do what we did before. Right? Sometimes the ideal thoughts that we have and the dreams we have and the ways we, oh, well, this is what it's going to be, and oh, I can't wait for this, and don't wait for the I can't. Can't wait for, or I can't do. And that, let's live today. Let's make the most of your relationships today. Let's make the most of the opportunity today. For today is the day of salvation. Today is the day that the Lord has given us, and we need to choose to rejoice and be glad in it. Right? In the midst of all the changes, in the midst of the different things that have happened in our lives, it's still your choice. Your spouse can't choose it for you. I can't choose it for you. Your boss can't choose it for you. No one else can but you. You and me. Allowing the Holy Spirit to bring a peace and a rest inside of us that He is more than enough. Again, back to the reason why God put the number eight in my heart and the new beginnings in that part is that it's infinite. We lack nothing in Christ. In this world, you will lack, right? I mean, we're real people. We live in a real world. But here at Rockcliffe, we just want to declare over and over again, we have a real Jesus. And He is more than enough to carry you, to sustain you, and that to feed you, to provide for you, to guide you, to lead you. And that God is reminding us over and over again, His Son is more than enough. And as we look to Jesus, and we not just look to Him, but we bring Him into our front and center. And that it's like that song we used to sing. And that look full in His wonderful face. And the things of this earth, they will go strangely dim. Doesn't mean that they all disappear, and I wish they would. Right, I wish in Jesus' name at every pageant that goes on, everyone in the pageant always says, and what do you want? World peace. Right? Of course, we all wish world peace would come. Amen? But it's not I wonder. It will come because Christ is returning. But until that day, let's shine bright for Him. Until that day, what you find your hand in front of you to do, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Let the Lord stir in our hearts once again. Stir in one our hearts once again, courage. Someone here, you need courage. You've been through so much and you just,
I don't know. I'm fighting all the time. I don't know if I got enough to go another day. Make courage come inside of you. You can face that lion again. You can face that thing in front of you again. And that, because greater is he that is in you than he in the world. Those that are lonely. Loneliness is a choice. I know that might be easy for me to say and that, but I really believe within my heart it is. And it's just the lie of the enemy to distract you from the fact Jesus says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. He's there with you every moment. And I love the yellow pages, their little slogan, let your fingers do the walking. I tell you, you know, pastoring sometimes isn't easy. And that it isn't. It's not always an easy thing, but I am very thankful that little model from the yellow pages has helped me more days than not. And that we're part of an incredible fellowship of almost 1,500 churches across Canada. And I kid you not, I have at times when I've hit a real low or I've hit a wall and I've not known what to do, I've just picked up our directory of all the churches, POC churches across Canada, and I just randomly flipped the page open, put my finger on it, and I randomly called the pastor and said, hey, and my name is Pastor Phil from Rockcliffe or whatever, and la, 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 la. And that, listen, would you have a moment that I can just talk with you? Never once have I had anyone hang up on me. Never once have I ever had that. And even if you did, it's okay. Just let your fingers do the walking and try again. We are part of something bigger than life. Let your family around you love you. And love your family around you. Amen? And that we are a part of something really good here. And I'm really glad and really proud and really excited to be a part of Rockcliffe. And excited for our days ahead. At our annual business meeting in our seniors complex. And that voted on that we were going to look at our land next door and look into a feasibility study on whether or not it is able to sustain a seniors village put in there. Talk about new beginnings. It's been a carrot in front of our congregation for years and years and years, and that as that was the original place where the seniors complex was going to be built. But because of that time, we weren't in Owen Sound. It had to be on septic, and so it would not be able to hold complex there. Then it was moved down to another piece of land, and that's where it is now. So we're looking into that, and that say, Lord, what do you want? And if that's not what it is, well, then he'll give us something else to do with it or tell us what to do with it. But in that part is it's time not to leave the dreams and leave the things on the shelf. Pull them off, dust them off, and say, okay, Lord, you promised me this. God, you spoke this into being. God, I'm going to take a step in faith towards it. This coming year, God, once again, I come before you. Once again, I bring it before you. God, I just thank you right now for each and every one. Each and every one here has a story. Lord, and that story really always begins in you because you're the transformer of our lives. Lord, you're the one that brings life into us. Before that, we're just really just a bunch of pile of bones. Oh, we're doing things and we're running this way and that way, but no real meaning, no real purpose. Thank you, Jesus, for coming and putting life and breath into us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. You are amazing. How you lead and how you guide and how you speak. God, I'm so thankful you are alive today, not just 2,000 years ago, but today you are active and you are working and you are moving. You are touching babies' lives. You're lifting people out of miry clay. God, you are holding together all the broken pieces of Humpty Dumpty, and you're putting them back together again. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord, that you're not finished with us. And God, as we come to the end of a year and we reflect and we ponder, God, may we not play in the mud, but may we thank you for it. Thank you, Lord, for the good, the bad, and ugly of last year. Thank you, God, for the good moments and the difficult moments. Thank you, God, for the individuals that you've brought into our lives and the ones that you brought out of our lives. Thank you for it all. God, Lord, you have a design and a plan in line, and we just want to keep in step with you. And I thank you, God, that you're not finished with anyone's story yet. As long as they have breath within their lungs, there's an opportunity for you to declare your goodness in their life and through their lives. So may we shine bright for you this coming year. God, may we shout from the mountaintops just how good you are. Lord, may we count our blessings and may we name them one by one. Lord, you are amazing. And so I thank you for each and every one. I thank you for their stories. I thank you for their lives. I thank you, Lord, for their witness for you. And in this coming year, may all of us, may you drop one name, at least one name, Lord, in our hearts that we will pursue in prayer. We will pursue with love. Lord, and we will press in like the persistent widow, and we won't let go, Lord, until we see your kingdom come in their lives. Lord, one unsaved person this year, each and every one of us, no exceptions, everyone, young and old, may we all reach at least one this year so that, Lord, we can hasten the day of your return. For you said you will not come until everyone has heard. And there's many in Owen Sound that have not heard. They've not heard. They've seen religion, but they've not heard the saving message that you bring, the breath that you breathe. They have not had that. And so, Lord, may we give them that this year. And I just thank you for each and everyone. I bless them in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen and amen.